a few minutes now on a tender topic, suicide. And we hope that if anyone listening has the need for it, they will call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, which is 1-800-273-8255 or 1-800-273-TALK, which is an easier way to remember it, but not easy enough, which is why the Federal Communications Commission has come up with a proposal for a new three-digit number. We want to find out more about that with Dr. John Draper. He's director of the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. And Dr. Draper, before we go to the new proposal, what happens now when you call 1-800-273-TALK?
What happens when you call the current 800-273-8255 number is we just link you to the nearest local crisis center in the national network. The Lifeline is made up of over 170 local centers across the United States. So we try to connect the caller to the center nearest to them. And if they're not available, a call rolls over to a backup center to make sure that all calls are answered.
And who do they talk to? Who's on the other end?
For all of our accredited call centers, all of them have counselors who've been trained to listen, assess the nature and severity of the issue, listen to the person's problem, and work with them to get the best and most appropriate care for them to keep them safe, and also to get them additional treatment if they need it.
Yeah, well, we know suicides are going up in the U.S. despite a global decline. According to the Centers for Disease Control, 47,000 people died by their own hand in 2017. And the number of calls are going up as well. It's predicted you'll get 2.5 million by the end of this year. Do you know that you'd get more? I mean, is there a sense that people can't remember that number when they need it?
Well, here's what we do know. There's about a little over 13 million people in the United States who think seriously about suicide throughout the United States. And that's every year. And we think that if we're reaching about 2.5 million callers, that we have a lot more that we're missing. Yeah. But what we know is that when you have a number that's only three digits, if you're in a crisis state, it's really often hard to remember. It's hard to dial. So if you give somebody less to remember and less to dial, it's just going to make things easier. We call that creating cognitive access for people who are in crisis states.
And the three digits that are being proposed are 988. But do you worry that, you know, by some estimates, they say it could be double the calls in the first year of a three-digit number. Do you worry that the centers will be overwhelmed?
Well, right now, our centers are needing additional resources. So that's certainly a concern, that as calls go up, you want to make sure that there's people who are available to answer those calls. And that is already being discussed as part of this initiative. It's not just opening the doors wide open and come one, come all. It's got to be done thoughtfully with the right infrastructure in place. So I don't think any discussions are occurring about having this three-digit number independent of, well, we should also be providing resources to all the local crisis centers that are answering these calls.
Yeah.
So it's definitely a part of that conversation.
Although some people are saying, in fact, a three-digit number instead of a 10-digit could actually be cost-effective because, you know, you hate to talk about dollars and cents, but in fact, it might stop emergency room visits, ambulances, other services when somebody can't get help, if they can get help through a three-digit number. Do you see a downside?
I really don't. What we're doing is saying, how do we make it easier for people to get help whose life could be in danger? To your point, there's downsides if we don't do it. I mean, to the extent that right now 911 calls are rife with quite a number of mental health emergencies. And one of the things that, and I thought my daughter said it best, my daughter is a 19-year-old freshman in college, and she also has a history of anxiety and depression. I asked her what she thought about this three-digit number idea, and she said, I think it's going to do more than anything to erase the stigma against mental illness here in the United States. And I said, well, why is that? And she said, well, we have a three-digit number for medical emergencies. Dad, if we had one for psychological emergencies, people would know that they're real, and they would know that when you dialed this three-digit number that you got a different kind of help than cops or an ambulance coming to your door, that you actually got the voices of people who are caring and wanted to help you in the moment. And not in any way to disparage law enforcement or what happens with technicians who drive ambulances, but unquestionably a different response is required. And I think part of the reason, perhaps, that people aren't calling the lifeline to the extent they could be is because they're afraid of that kind of response.
Yeah. Dr. John Draper, director of the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, and remember again, their number is 1-800-273-TALK or 273-8255, but hoping soon to change it to a three-digit number. There will be a time of public comment, and so people will be able to weigh in. Dr. Draper, thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin. Appreciate it.